Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. I hope y'all are doing well, hanging in there in the middle of the corona crisis. I've been doing some devotional time recently in the Psalms, and Chad and Ed did a great job teaching us yesterday. So instead of teaching something out of the message context, rather I thought I'd just share something with you out of my time in the Psalms recently. Psalm 91, verse 1, says, "You who sit down in the high God's presence, spend the night in the shadows of Shaddai." That's coming out of the Message version. I've been doing my devotional times recently using that version. And one of the things that strikes me over and over again in the Psalms is that the Psalms express the extremes of human emotion. I'm so grateful that we have a God who includes in his book this expression that is so broad that it allows us to tell God exactly how we feel in a variety of situations, in a variety of crises. The writer of Psalms over and over again is allowed to put in print, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit certainly, how he feels. He feels left alone. He feels like God has abandoned him. He feels like God's never going to come back, that God's never going to help him. And you read all of that in the Psalms, and you kind of, I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like, I kind of feel like God would be mad at me if I said that. And yet it's all right there in print. And this, the writer, at least of the majority of the Psalms, certainly not all of them, but the majority of the Psalms, is David. This is a guy who's after God's own heart. Certainly not perfect, and we know a lot about his life. But God welcomes us to come to him in moments of crisis. So the reason I read you that verse is just what it says there in the second part of it, that we spend the night in Shaddai. That's an Old Testament name for God. We spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. You know, that one of the other things that comes up again numerous times in the Psalms is that that David finds that God is with him in the night watches. And I don't know about you, but I'm finding myself not sleeping so great lately. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night, I'm waking up for 5 minutes. Sometimes it's for 30 minutes. And what I'm finding is that I'm certainly trying to give that time to prayer, to reflection, to whatever it is that God is saying and doing in and around my life and in and around our church. But there are moments in our lives, seasons in our lives, it seems, if we're like the psalmist, that that sleep can be fleeting, that maybe we're not going to rest well, that maybe the concerns and the thoughts for what we have to do or what we're dealing with in life or the things that are going on, where we're going to lose a little sleep over it. But the wonderful thing, I think, for us about it is every time we lay our heads down on the pillow to rest at night, when we stop working, God continues to work. And the blessing of sleep and rest is that it's really an expression of trust on our part, that as we give up our labor for the day, that God continues to work. One of the foundational truths that's had more impact on me than anything else since going all the way back to me from my college days, the first time I did Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. One of the foundational truths there from John 5 is where Jesus says that I'm at work and my Father is always at work. So as you and I rest, God is working, and we can trust that he is bringing his sovereign ends to bear. And so as we rest in God's sovereignty, and I mean literally, we rest in God's sovereignty. When you find yourself waking up, Maybe in the middle of the night, you find yourself unsettled when sleep is fading, maybe at times. What you can do in those moments is you can trust and you can rely and you can pray and you can rest actively in the sovereignty of God, even in the night watches. So I hope that during this season, you're doing that. There's so many folks who are navigating the loss of loved ones, whether that be spouses, whether that be parents, whether that be children, during this season, negotiating the loss emotionally of events as we come to the end of a school year. So I would just encourage you to, like the psalmist, to rest, to trust in the sovereignty of God. And even when anxiety kind of rears its angry head, worry, fear, whenever it comes, let that be a trigger. Let that be a call to our souls to pray. So I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to pray for us as we begin another day, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray as well. Father, thank you for the blessing of rest. And Lord, by that, I don't mean just physical sleep. I mean the opportunity that we have to rest our souls in you, that we can trust, that we can lay ourselves down in your kingship and your eternal authority in the world. You've been ultimately, God, working sometimes very obviously and sometimes what feels like behind the scenes since our beginning, and you will unto our end. And so, God, today we just want to say that we are going to actively rest in you, grateful for your goodness, grateful for your sovereignty in our lives. You are a kind, good God, and we love you. Thank you for how you love us. And I want to give you the opportunity to pray and just put your life in God's hands, resting in his sovereignty today. Once again, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. We're grateful that you're taking these opportunities to be with us to begin your day, resting in God's goodness, sovereignty in our lives, and hope to see you again tomorrow back on the Drivecast.